This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it was at one time in college, but she went on to regret it years later. Anyway, I'm digressing here. But the point is, this one hurt because I was now stuck with this giant blue monstrosity loaded with recyclables. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? So what did I do? I got a contractor bag. I loaded it up and I threw it out is what I did.
You threw it in the ocean.
Yeah, I went down to the Delaware River and I threw it right into the river. Just kidding. I have the EPA police coming to my house tomorrow taking my kids. No, I threw it all out because I didn't have a place to store it. I didn't know where to store it. And it was the summer and it stunk. So yeah, I'm not going to have all this stuff like sitting there and, you know, filled up with 99% of it being Miller Lite cans and, you know, the other 1% being a can of SpaghettiOs or something like that. I'm not doing that. And people do that all the time, though, of course. So the other thing that I learned recently is that when you have a tin can, like I made this phenomenal Sunday gravy the other night, and I put pictures on Instagram of Reagan and Claire cooking if you want to check it out. We took a big thing of Alta Cucina tomatoes from Italy. They're phenomenal, the best you can find. And my winemaking buddy, Don Federico, and I'll be making some wine with him on Saturday, as a matter of fact, he gave me those. And they're great. They're from Italy. They're phenomenal. Anyway, the big can, and I have never done this before, but I actually peeled the stupid label off just to see what it's like to peel a label off a can. Because this whole time, I have not been doing that. Do you do that?
No.
No, do you do that?
Of course not.
No, because nobody knows what they're supposed to do, but it doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because they're throwing it all out. That's why it doesn't matter. The reason why you're not getting letters telling you anymore why you're doing it all wrong is because there's no market for the recycling. And so the stuff is all winding up in landfills or getting burned up anyway. But it doesn't matter. They're still going to go through this exercise every 2 weeks because recycling, like everything else with climate change, is all entirely a show. It is a show to make environmentalists happy. Plastic also cannot be recycled. That's the other issue right now. If you rinse a plastic bottle in hot water, the net result is more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere than if you threw it in the garbage. And since most plastic can't be recycled, I should say most, what's the environmental solution now? Stop producing it, says Greenpeace's John Hosever. Lots of environmental groups, of course, now want to ban plastic, but that's just silly. Plastic is useful. Using it creates fewer emissions than its alternatives. Plastic bags create fewer than paper bags. A metal straw has to be used 150 times before it creates less pollution than a plastic straw. Environmental groups rarely mention that or how they misled us every year about recycling year after year. It's appalling, Sasso writes, that after telling people for three decades to recycle, they don't even apologize for all the time and all the money that they wasted. Instead, they have a proposal to ban plastic that will make life even worse. Plastic is not evil and recycling is no climate savior. When Los Angeles mandated it, they added 400 big, noisy garbage trucks, which creates a lot of pollution. But environmentalists still demand we do things like pick through our trash, switch from paper to plastic bags that rip. California even banned small plastic shampoo bottles. But how do little people wash their hair is my question. Sorry, that was totally wrong. It was inappropriate. Some of these rules are just so arbitrary and silly, complains Tierney. It's simply a way for the Greens and for some politicians to pretend that they're saving the planet. Now, they're not done yet, because now they want us to eat bugs. And yes, this all came out of the WEF. Not a conspiracy theory, and it's also true. But if you turn around on a college campus and suggest that they should stop recycling on that campus, that it's a waste of time, may even be more harmful for the environment, good luck. That's all I can say. Good luck. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's do this.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... broadcast.
Yes.
This
is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, as we continue to examine Joe Biden, the documents, kids eating bugs, and all of it, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Also monitoring, by the way, that Pastor John Houck, who has been persecuted by the Biden administration, for what? The charge of pushing a person outside an abortion clinic after that person threatened his son. Remember, those charges were dropped on the local level in Philadelphia, even by Larry Krasner, who is, of course, a zealot. And yet the feds raided his house on a Sunday morning. He's got nine children, I believe. He's a pastor. He's a great guy. He's a very nice guy, family man. Raided his home, guns drawn, the whole thing, scaring the bejesus out of everybody. And now they're trying to send him away to jail for over a decade. It's ridiculous. And it is a persecution because this administration uses the Department of Justice to go after its enemies. It's what it does. It does it all the time. And we will talk about that more. We're going to try to get an attorney on from the Thomas More Society. I'm sure the left and all the prison reform people will be screaming about this. Guards will not be charged after a Toronto woman died while in custody for not masking. Newly released security video from the Toronto General Hospital shows the moment that led up to a woman's death after she refused to wear a mask. Danielle Stephanie Warner died after an incident with security guards at the hospital in May of 2020. An Ontario judge struck down the case that was set to start in May. She was suffering from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and decided that she would go to the hospital. She was presumed to have COVID, though a later test would show that she did not have COVID. So video from the incident shows that she was at the Toronto hospital's lobby in a medical gown with a mask on her chin. She was told to put on the mask and was then approached by security. The incident between the guards and Warner is now shown on the security cameras as it was turned by another guard. Not shown because they turned it at the time. Guard says he turned the camera because he panicked and got really anxious. Guard was also able to keep his job afterward. The guard allegedly pushed the woman to the ground and then restrained her on the ground. She was then moved away by guards while unconscious. She died in the hospital 16 days later. The coroner's report showed that she died from a brain injury from lack of oxygen due to, quote, restraint following struggle and exertion. Her COPD was found to be a possible contributor to her death, and the guards will not be charged in Toronto, because man-child Justin Trudeau would never allow it, because his father, Fidel Castro, would roll over in his grave if Justin Trudeau went after those guards. That's your cue, Matt DeSantis, to set us right and steer the ship. Go ahead.
He's not related to Fidel Castro.
Allegedly.
He's the son of Pierre.
Allegedly.
Pierre Trudeau.
Allegedly. Let me read you a text here I got. The point in academia is to offend people, blow the minds of the youth, and see where they can fall with their unique point of view, work out thesis, debate, and to work out an underdeveloped muscle of being wrong, making mistakes, and figuring it out. We are making a bunch of soft group thinkers. Excellent point. Well done. And let's see, I got some other tweets as well to share. Oh, speaking of the Union League tonight, Chris points out, he says, you know, just make sure you have a jacket so that they don't have to lend you a jacket this time and it'll look like you borrowed Lincoln's coat.
Hopefully you don't have the same seats as him.
Do you get to wear the top hat too?
I got to wear the top hat. That text from my friend Vicky. Minnie says, Rich, I'm responsible now for an earworm of If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher. Minnie, I'm so sorry about that, my friend. That I did not mean that. I don't want you to have to deal with that. So I'm really sorry. And Johnny Z selling out Bridget right up the river. Bridget was sitting right behind me at the last Cape May event, and she 100% was not paying attention, although her friend did give my son a Zeoli Army shirt. So,
you know what? I think that is worthy of this.
Who won
social media?
Well, Johnny Z, you won social media today, pal. Good job. Well done. Well done.
No prize, though, as per usual.
Yeah, we don't have a prize. I think they're giving out season tickets to the Eagles on the morning show, but We got nothing. So, Matt DeSantis, you sent me a story about cricket powder. What the hell is cricket powder? I didn't do any prep, so I didn't read it, but what is it?
It's an additive. It's going to be a food additive in Europe. It's supposed to be a source of protein.
A source of protein?
Yeah, according
What's wrong with just protein?
Well, I have...
It's not enough.
You're making it as though I'm advocating for the cricket powder. I'm simply explaining their logic. They say it's a nice source of protein, and their case is that people don't necessarily object to consuming bugs in powder form. Their only real objection is when the whole bug is sitting there right in front of you.
You know, Henry, you strike me as a guy who would eat a bug.
I was talking about this with Matt when I was recording some of these clips. I absolutely would. I would try anything. Yeah. If you say it's food, I will try it.
Yeah, you seem like a guy who would do it on a bet or even just to kill time.
Yeah, why not?
You would eat a cricket or something like that.
Yeah, roast it, you know.
Would you roast it first or would you just eat
it raw? How do they do it?
So I've seen cricket served several different ways. I'm not an expert. I've never eaten a bug, and I have no desire to eat a bug, just to be
crystal
clear.
Because you're a normal human being. Exactly. That's why.
But there's a chain of grocery stores in Ohio called Jungle Jim's, and in there they have like a bug section. And one of the serving or the recommended servings, I guess, is like a cricket that's dipped in chocolate.
Mm.
And then they also have a cricket that...
Or you could just buy the Keebler cookie, which is a cricket dipped in chocolate cookie, not a bug.
Well,
probably worse for you, though, actually, than the bug, come to think of it.
Doesn't have the same crunch.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anyway, they have like another variety where it's like tossed in some type of taco seasoning,
ooh,
I think. And then, of course, you could do this all yourself. These are just recommendations.
Yes, you could do that all yourself. Well, one of the big conspiracies to come out of the WEF, the World Economic Forum, of course, was this idea that people thought that they were trying to encourage people to eat bugs to save the environment, which, of course, is absolutely true. It's not a conspiracy theory like everything else we've debunked from that ridiculous, pompous, expensive, elitist gathering. Thanks to my friend Laura for sending these my way. Angelina Jolie, cooking and eating bugs with her kids, Matt DeSantis. Yummy. Cut 16.
The hard part where you have the teeth?
Oh, wow.
Take the fangs out.
Yeah.
Have you done this
before? Tarantulas, to be clear.
Yeah. I think it's always been a part of the diet,
yeah,
the bugs.
Now,
but then I think there is a truth to the survival during the war.
Yes.
Of course, when people were being starved, they were able to
survive
on things like this, and they did.
When was the first time you had these bugs?
I first had them when I was first in country. Crickets. You start with crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets in a beer. And then you kind of, you know, move up to tarantulas. Go ahead. How do you
tarantulas? You eat a tarantula.
A scorpion.
These freaking Hollywood people are so weird, aren't they?
A scorpion.
I think I do the scorpion and crickets. I don't know how I feel about a tarantula.
You want to share a spider? Hot?
Can I make one without flavor?
It's actually really good, the flavor.
No, it's not.
No way.
It's disgusting. No, it's not. What do you pair that with, wine-wise?
Nice.
I'm just curious.
Huh?
You Pinot Noir for that,
this,
or what?
It's hard to chew.
Yeah.
Scorpion.
Dry chips.
Like chips. Yeah. Some chips.
Yeah, like some flavorless chips.
Yeah. Many surprises.
Honey, I'm opening up a nice 2016 Shug Cabernet to go with our grasshopper and tarantula. My tarantula steak, which I got from Omaha Steaks. Just kidding. They don't serve that stuff there. Pour me another Bordeaux, honey. Mmm, this scorpion is so good. I like my scorpion ragu.
The journalist who's conducting this weird interview, she took a nibble and proclaims that she enjoyed it.
No, she didn't.
The look on her face, it looked like she's about to like throw up everywhere. There's no way she enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it
is, she definitely did not.
Yeah, she was lying through her teeth. I mean, the bugs were caught in between her teeth, but she was still lying through them.
Yeah, little cricket legs between her teeth. You could floss with those, I think, you know. But it's not just her. Nicole Kidman also eating bugs. This is from the Secret Talent Theater from Vanity Fair. Cut 17.
I'm Nicole Kidman, and I am going to eat a 4-course meal of bugs.
Perfectly normal.
I am here to reveal my hidden talent, eating micro livestock, cornworms. They're still alive.
Ew. She's eating live bugs.
They're alive, yeah.
Extraordinary. Mmm.
Honey, some more Chardonnay. It goes so well with these live worms.
Describe the flavor.
But I'm eating.
Need a little water. Let's try the second glass, shall we? Just a little side note. 2 billion people in the world eat bugs. And I'm one of them.
Yeah, they don't want to. By the way, for the record, can I just say this? Two billion people in the world or million people in the world eat bugs, and zero of them want to. They all want to have the kind of lifestyle that we have in America, where if you do eat a bug, you get on television because you're a celebrity eating a bug. None of them want to be doing it. What do you think? How many of these people around the world where they walk by a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse or Morton's or Capital Grill and go, you know what, kids? Let's stick to the bugs, huh? No, they all want our standard of living. That is the point right now. And how imperialistic and elitist is it for us to tell them, you go on eating bugs, all right? We're going to take a break from our caviar and our champagne and join you for a night on television to act like we give a damn about you. 2 million people in the world eat bugs because they have no choice to eat bugs, because they don't have enough access to, not food, because there's no more famine in the world, to the ability to have electricity to store food. That is one of the biggest crises. And also the fact of not having enough electricity and energy for farming and agriculture. And also because the price of fertilizer has gone through the roof because of the war on energy. And so that's why people around the world are forced to go down this road. That's the truth. She's a freak, like most people in Hollywood are freaks. She was married to Tom Cruise, who was also a freak. But I will say, Top Gun Maverick was nominated for Best Picture of the Year. And it's great. It's phenomenal. Top Gun Maverick is awesome. It's every part of that movie is fantastic. It's pro-America. There's American flags, pro-Navy, all of it. And I think the reason why it was nominated is because Hollywood's finally recognizing that nobody cares about the Academy Awards. No one watches. It's not funny. It's not entertaining. And the movies that they pick, like the fish sex movie, you remember that one? Dawn loved that one, The Shape of Water. Yeah, it's like a dude having sex with a fish. Not even a mermaid, like in Splash, but like an actual fish. Well, the Hollywood realizes nobody likes those movies because they're dumb, and they like movies like Top Gun Maverick, and so now they're starting to nominate those movies because they actually want to address the fact that everybody is not watching their artsy movies because they're not good.
Yeah, I think it was just one of, just being honest, just one of the few good movies this year that actually came out. It's just, they haven't been popping them out like they used to.
No, they're depressing. Some of these movies are depressing and, you know, god awful. But Top Gun Maverick was awesome. And it was the best picture of the year. And everybody thinks that. And the question is, will it win? Or will they turn around and go, nah, you know, it's too America, too pro-America, too American flag-ish. We'll see. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter. At Rich Zeoli. Listen, USA Insulation is going to help save you money. I talk about the war on energy all the time on this show. It's real, and it's not going away. So before you crank up that thermostat in a cold day, you may want to think twice, because the cost of heating your home is up over 35% over the past 2 years. A better solution is USA Insulation. Most people don't realize that heating your home is by far the most expensive part of your utility bill. Ordinary insulation just isn't enough for a Pennsylvania winter. USA foam insulation keeps the cold air out and the warm air in. It's like wrapping a coat around your home. And it can easily be installed over your current insulation. And there's never been a better time to insulate than right now, because the federal government just came out with an energy credit for up to 30% of the cost. And USA Insulation has low monthly payment plans to let you pay for the insulation over time as you are saving money on your utility bill. In fact, over time, the insulation pays for itself and energy costs. So call today. Call today and get ahead of everyone else with this new energy credit of 30%. I used it in my home. It's made such a difference for us. We save money. The house is more comfortable. And USA Insulation is honest, too. If they don't think they can help your home, they will tell you. They will not do this just to make money off you. That's not how they operate. 1-800-USA-FOAM, 1-800-USA-FOAM, or usainsulation.net.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Here we go.
If I could turn back time. If I could.
I would take back the words on Twitter that hurt you, Cher, and maybe you'd unblock me. All right? Maybe you'd unblock me on Twitter. Probably not. Welcome back. Glad you're here. I'm on Twitter, at Rich Zioli, and yes, I am blocked by Cher. You know, to put a show together requires a lot of people, very talented people, obviously, and also Henry, but it also a lot of people involved with sending ideas. And the Zioli Army is the greatest audience, most loyal, funniest, and attentive audience out there. So thanks to Ellie on Twitter for sending this my way. A short time ago, United States Senator Cory Booker, Count Grandstangela, or as I call him, Count
Grand... I went to school on a school bus.
Thank you very much for that. Count Grandstangela, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band, he has come out with a proposal right now to require a study for reparations. All right? The legislation is a Senate companion bill to an H.R. House bill introduced by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas. Now, the commission will study the impact of slavery and the continuing discrimination against African Americans and will make recommendations on reparation proposals for the descendants of slaves. Quote, our nation must reckon with its dark past and continued oppression of African Americans, said Senator Booker. Many of our bedrock domestic policies that have ushered millions of Americans into the middle class have systematically excluded Black individuals. I urge my colleagues to support this bill that will address the institutional racism that has suppressed African Americans' prosperity throughout our history and bring our country one step closer to justice for all. I'm going to ask Senator Booker a couple questions real quick. What is the continued oppression of African Americans in this country at this point? What is that? I'm curious about that. You see what they do, right? They don't just go always reparations for slavery and no, it's tied into the continued oppression of African Americans. What does that even mean? I'll tell you in just one second, but first I want to tell you about NJ Diet. Not going anywhere, but just NJDiet.com. NJ Diet is fantastic, and they do great work, so don't give up on your New Year's resolution already. You don't have to, since you can lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. That's guaranteed weight loss. NJ Diet's scientific approach uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize natural solutions and supplements to help reset your metabolism where the side effect is weight loss. And then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to help keep it off. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. Full supervision is provided every step of the way, and you'll even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. So what are you waiting for? Get contractually guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in as little as 40 days with NJ Diet. Locations throughout the East Coast are always available with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult by going to njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com, and lose the weight for good. Back in the day, before Cory Booker became a grandstanding Spartacus wannabe senator, Cory Booker actually was a pretty decent guy, believe it or not. He was the mayor of Newark, New Jersey.
It's about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment.
Back then, he was a fierce advocate for school choice, charter schools. In fact, there's a great political documentary that I highly recommend. It's called Street Fight. It's all about the election between Sharp James, the corrupt mayor of Newark, and Cory Booker. And back then, Cory Booker, and I knew him, talked to him quite a bit. Republicans were rooting for him in that race, raising money for him. Brett Shundler, who would wind up becoming the Republican nominee for governor of New Jersey at one point, a big school choice advocate, helped Cory Booker. A lot of people did. And he was entirely about charter schools and school choice. That was his platform, because he said at the time, and he was correct, the best way to lift students out of poverty and crime is through school choice. Get them out of these failing schools and create competition. Another great documentary to watch is called The Cartel. And it's all about the teachers' union. That's why they call it The Cartel, and school choice. And they focus on Newark, New Jersey, and Camden, New Jersey. And they show these kids, they're black, and some are Latino, and they're sitting there just waiting and praying that they will get the nod to be accepted into one of these charter schools. And when they don't, they cry, and their parents cry too, because they know now they're sentenced into these failing schools in Camden and Newark. And it could be Paterson, New Jersey, it could be Philadelphia, it could be, I mean, anywhere. But Cory Booker back then was a huge advocate for this stuff. So what happens? Well, he becomes a United States senator, and then he goes super lefty and super woke and is a total fraud and is nothing like the Cory Booker of back then. He doesn't even support school choice today. He doesn't support charter schools today. He has done a complete 180 on everything that guy used to believe in. He was very pro-police back then. In fact, the cops in Newark liked him a lot. He was very pro-cop, pro-public safety, pro-law enforcement. He's completely 180, because he's now realizing that in order to get where he wants to be, which is the White House, he needs to take this woke posture, and he's a total fraud. He is a total fraud. And I call him Count Grandstangelus Spartacus Booker in the Tears of Rage band, because he's a complete and utter fraud.
Your silence and your amnesia is complicity.
Yeah.
I hurt. Mm-hmm. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about his experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that hurt and that pain and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, that's unacceptable to me.
I'll tell you what institutional racism is. You know what it is? Keeping kids in failing public schools. That's institutional racism. That's the only institutional racism that exists in this country right now. That's it. School choice is the greatest civil rights issue of our time. And Cory Booker is a fraud, because if he actually wanted to address institutional racism, he would address that. He would say, well, you know, a lot of kids in these failing public schools are black and they can't afford to go to a public school. They can't afford, or a different public school, can't afford to go to a private school, can't afford a charter school, didn't get selected, and they're here. And so I'm going to fight against the teachers union, against the NEA and the ATF and all these other, or AFT and these other teachers groups. I'm going to take them on and demand school choice, and I'll be the Democrat who crosses the aisle just like I did in Newark, New Jersey, and fight to liberate education in this country. Because, as I shared with you yesterday, public school in this country has its roots in the KKK. And the United States Department of Education was created after passionate advocacy by Ku Klux Klan in order to destroy private schools, because private schools were parochial schools back then, run by Catholics, and Klan hates Catholics. Cory Booker could actually do something if he wanted to, but he's a fraud. This is all about his ego, and it's entirely all about his ambition. He could stand up there and say, you know what, we don't need reparations in this country. None of these people were alive back then. And I'm not going to stand here and suggest you have institutional racism if I don't address what is the only state-mandated Taylor Swift just came back in my mind. State mandated. What's the word I'm looking for, DeSantis? You know.
Henry was yelling at me about something. I missed what you were saying.
When it's a, you know, an antitrust, it is a...
Wait, pro-trust.
No. It's a monopoly or it's... monopoly, right?
Monopoly. I still have no idea what you're talking about, in fairness.
Well, you know, you guys, your job is to pay attention to the show in case I drop the F-bomb or something. You have to dump it. In case I say something totally stupid, which happens all the time. But you got to dump it when that happens, right?
Henry was telling me that he used to date an Olympian.
No one cares, Henry. Tell him during a break. Why can't you tell him during a break is my question.
He definitely could have. I was just intrigued.
You know, you're supposed, Matt DeSantis, to be the executive producer of the show.
I spin a good yarn.
Listen to me. You're supposed to pay attention to the show. You have one job.
Every once in a while, he blurts out one sentence, and it's interesting, and it captivates me, and I'm sorry, Rick.
And then when I need you, the one time I need you in this entire show today, to give me the word I'm thinking of, because my mind just escaped me, you're not there because you're listening to a stupid story about dating an Olympian.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was interesting.
Was it a good story about dating an Olympian,
no,
at least?
No, it was as boring as you'd imagine. Yeah, I figured. And she wasn't even an Olympian. Her parents were Olympians.
She watched the Olympics once, and he dated her. That's what happened,
barely
right?
Barely even counted.
Anyway, the monopoly, the government monopoly on schools is what I was trying to say. So now they're going to have the Commission to Study Slavery and Develop Reparation Proposals Act, which is a crucial piece of legislation to look at the exploring economic implications of slavery and segregation and reconciling that and addressing right now the continued ongoing systemic racism, blah, blah, blah. And as you can imagine, it's a whole cast of lefty nutjobs who are sponsoring this. Dick Durbin, Ed Markey, Bob Casey Jr., the lesser Casey, Dianne Feinstein, and on it goes. Elizabeth Warren, Sheldon Whitehouse, Amy Klobuchar, Chris Coons. And obviously now, you know, this is what the Democrats do because they want to do because everything's racist except public education. Everything's racist. Divide us, divide us, divide us. Figure out how we can tear people down. Scream racism, scream prejudice at every turn. And will not address the one thing in this country that is keeping children down, which is the public education system, the government monopoly on schools. And they will never do it because they're cowards and they want the teachers union money and they will never address it. Cory Booker is a fraud. He is an absolute fraud. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, Omaha Steaks has got a great way for you to make everybody happy. You got big games coming up? Well, bring your friends and family together and have some amazing food together with OmahaSteaks.com. Kick off 2023 with more flavor and more savings because Omaha Steaks has an incredible selection right now, up to 55% off Omaha Steaks customer favorites. Buy more, save more when you stock up, including when you use my name, Zeoli, you'll save an extra $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from perfectly aged tender steaks, two juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals. Every bite is guaranteed perfect. So visit OmahaSteaks.com today and enter Zeoli at checkout, Z-E-O-L-I, and get $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It is the best steak of your life, guaranteed. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. So visit OmahaSteaks.com today. Use my name, Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I, at checkout. Get that extra $30 off your order. Remember, minimum order may be required. This is great food. Make everybody happy. Watch the games, outdoor cookouts, tailgate, whatever. Just do it with Omaha.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
OmahaSteaks.com today. We're running out of time. Sadly, the show is ending at 6 p.m. tonight for Women's Highlight. But don't worry, because I got to head over to the maybe, possibly, Union League. I can neither confirm nor deny.
It's very cryptic.
Maybe, possibly. All I can say is in my formerly cricket-stained fingers, I'm holding a jacket that belongs to me. After I went to Walmart today and bought my first suit.
I'm so proud
of you.
Very
excited. Thank you for that. We have a little clip from the White House press briefing today, Karine Jean-Pierre. This one I have not played yet, Matt DeSantis, as far as I know. It is, let's see here now, it's KGP was asked if, oh yes, University of Delaware, we talked about this. What's going on with that? Because I mentioned Senator Ted Cruz calling on all of the files in Joe Biden's senatorial library to be searched for classified documents. Take a listen.
My second question is regarding a comment from Senator Ted Cruz. He's calling for a search of President Biden's Senate records at the University of Delaware for potentially classified information. Those records reportedly include about 1,850 boxes of documents, as well as 415 gigabytes of electronic files. Does President Biden have any objection to such a search?
When it comes to the documents and this ongoing legal matter, I refer you to the White House Counsel's Office.
See, just same thing. Refer to White House Counsel's Office. Why? Why? Why not turn around and say, absolutely, the president believes that it, out of an abundance of caution and to make it very, very clear that he wants this to be over and to reassure the American people, yes, we are 100% asking the FBI to search those files. Why? Why refer to the White House Counsel's Office? Why? The fembot is incapable of answering a question because her programming does not allow it. That's the truth. That's what's happening right now. Across the pond, or I should say across the United States of America, is one of the most leftist nut jobs who was just waiting to run for president. Of course, I'm talking about Gavin the Hare Newsom. And he talked about the Second Amendment. And this is just absolutely absurd, of course. Cut number five.
It's a disgrace.
We found the governor here in Monterey Park, not far from the dance studio where at least 11 were killed.
Nothing about this is surprising. Everything about this is infuriating.
California has the strictest gun laws in the U.S.
I mean, the Second Amendment is becoming a suicide pact.
But there's many people in this country that support the Second Amendment and are lawful gun owners.
Yeah, I have great respect. I have no ideological opposition to someone reasonably and responsibly owning firearms and getting background checks and being trained.
Authorities say the shooter used a modified pistol with a high-capacity magazine.
But how did he get a gun that's illegal in the state of California?
Exactly, we'll figure it out. That's going to happen. There's never been, you got to enforce laws. Things fall through the cracks, but it doesn't mean you give up.
The governor also emphasized the role of mental health in incidents like these.
I'm really proud of the work we've done in this space, but we've had decades of neglect in this space. But respectfully, I will submit that regardless of the challenges as it relates to behavioral health, there's not a country in the world that doesn't experience behavioral health issues.
While police are on alert in New York, San Francisco, and L.A., Newsom assured anyone celebrating they can do so without fear.
Should people be worried about future celebrations?
No, I've been to dozens and dozens of New Year celebrations, some of the most safe and vibrant events, festivities that I had the privilege to participate in.
So the Second Amendment is becoming a suicide pact. And Norah O'Donnell points out, I mean, this was a gun that was obtained illegally in a state that has the strictest gun laws in the entire country. And then Gavin Newsom, of course, does what he always does, which is to pretend like he cares about the Second Amendment, which, of course, he doesn't. Obviously, he does not. We know that. Here is a, let's see here now. This is, if I could do this right now, I'll find this. A crazy person suggesting, Twitchy, yes, about suggesting that if you have an AR-15, you're using it to hunt people, right? That's the latest talking point right now from the left. Whoopi Goldberg is claiming now that Biden declassified all the documents in his house. This is the latest from The View. They're obsessed with the whole Biden classified document story. They cannot give it up. And this is what Supreme Court Justice Whoopi Goldberg handed down today. Cut number 10.
Presidents and vice presidents can declassify these, not with their brains. There is something that you go through before it's declassified. But this order came, it was expanded right after that George Bush put it into place, because George Bush made it so presidents could declassify. Obama stretched it to make it vice presidents. So given, I wish they would say all that while they're explaining what's going on, because if you say, you know, a classified document. Yeah. Everybody goes, oh my God, how dare he keep that? And if these guys can declassify, presidents and vice presidents can declassify, are we chasing our tail with some of this?
But cooperation doesn't negate.
Let me just stop it right there, Your Honor. Justice Goldberg, if Karen Johnson, if it may please the court. Karen Johnson, of course, her real name. Presidents and vice presidents can't just declassify documents. Presidents can. There's the difference. I hope I set the record straight for the cackling hen justices of The View. Presidents can, vice presidents can't. But you notice how she says that? If presidents and vice presidents can just do this, lumping it together, suggesting that Joe Biden declassified all these documents at his house. He did not. He could not. He cannot. He can now as president of the United States. He can. But he didn't even know they were there until 15. Oh, actually, he did know for many, many months they were there. At the start of the show today, I went to great detail for you. And if you missed it, go back and podcast it. But here's the takeaway. You might be leaving work right now. This is a cover-up. These Biden documents are a cover-up. And let me explain why. They knew those documents were there at the Penn Biden Center for months. When they found them, months ago, I should say, when they found them, Biden's personal lawyers called the White House lawyers. The White House lawyers went and picked them up. They boxed them up. They drove them to the National Archives in D.C. and dropped them off. Never called the FBI, never called the Department of Justice. It's only because the inspector general at the National Archives went through the documents, noticed that they had the classified markings, the highest level, called the FBI, called the Department of Justice, because that's what you're supposed to do. That's what the law requires. And the inspector general of the National Archives is following the law. Somebody leaks this because in January it comes out, classified documents are Biden's home. This happens in the fall of 2022, a couple days before the election, these documents are found. We were led to believe that they didn't want to tell us because they thought it would affect the election. That's not true. They were never going to tell us. They were never going to tell us there were classified documents there. It was only because somebody leaked it to CBS News and then more documents turned up that this became a story. What they wanted to do was to bury this. So you have lawyers handing the documents over to lawyers who then bring them to the National Archives and they hope it all goes away. Why? Because they do not want to hurt the case against Donald Trump. That's why. And they knew the minute that they found those documents at the Penn Biden Center, they knew that when this comes out, not if, but when this comes out, the case against Trump is over. It's over. So they covered this up. That's what they did. They covered this up so that you and I would not know about it. And somewhere along the way, it got to CBS News. I don't know how. I don't know. I know why, obviously, because somebody wanted to tell the truth or somebody wanted to burn Biden or whatever. They said, you know, this guy had classified documents back in November of 2022. And they went to the archives. But here's the key. The White House never called the Department of Justice. The White House never called the FBI. The National Archives did. That's the key takeaway from this. Here's something else to consider, too. When documents were found in the president's home in the garage, they were in a box. They were insecure, an insecure location. What else was in that box? What were the other files in the box? Nobody's asking that question. What were the other files in the box? And then is it presumable that could you presume that somebody could have access to those files for a legitimate purpose? Maybe same thing at the Penn Biden Center. Then who would have had access to those files? Who would have went in there to look at what else? Because they were not stored. It didn't say classified documents keep out on it. It said important documents on it. Penn Biden Center, they're stored in drawers. Somebody could have went up there, look at one of those drawers to find something else, a file on something. So who were the people that had access to those files? And was Hunter Biden one of them? Here's something else. It was only when Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel that Joe Biden, quote unquote, consented to an FBI search of his Wilmington home. And the reason why he did that was because it was going to happen anyway. They were inevitably going to have to send the FBI into search. So he turned around and said, I'm going to have them come search the home. He only did that when it became clear that a special counsel pursuing a potential criminal inquiry into the president of the United States for the harboring of these special documents, which he did not have the authority to declassify as vice president of the United States, nor as a United States senator from Delaware, was going to lead to a comprehensive FBI search of his property and maybe multiple properties. So Biden says, okay, we'll do the search. He goes to Rehoboth Beach for the weekend, and they search a Wilmington home. But this is only because they tried to cover this up. They tried to cover this up. They hope that nobody would notice. They hope that the FBI would never find out about this. But the Archivist Inspector General did the right thing by calling the FBI and letting them know. And that's why, you know, they always say in politics, the cover-up is worse than the crime. That's the cover-up right there. That's the cover-up. If you really want to get to the bottom of this, because everybody's like, oh, Pence had classified documents, it's irrelevant. If Joe Biden just had classified documents, it would have been fine to the extent of it would have been, all right, well, you know, you're vice president at the time, you had classified documents, but they raided Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago because they said the nature of the sensitive classified information could give up United States secrets and also our undercover people, our operatives, all kinds of things. Missions could be in danger. So we need to send in the FBI right away as a law enforcement measure to protect those documents from getting into the wrong hands, which could jeopardize methods and sources. But that's not what Joe Biden did when his documents were found. He never called up the same FBI that went and raided Mar-a-Lago. He never called the same Department of Justice that authorized the FBI to raid Mar-a-Lago. No, he did not. He had his lawyers pack them up in boxes and give them to other lawyers and drive them to the National Archives and drop them off. That's the problem. That's the issue right there. If Joe Biden had just come out back then and said, look, found these classified documents, I immediately called the FBI. I immediately called the Department of Justice and I said, do exactly to my office what you did to Mar-a-Lago. Go in there and retrieve these documents for the good of national security and my office and my house and my garage and my vet and everything. Okay. It's not the presence of classified documents. It's the fact that they felt with Trump, it was so incumbent upon them to rush down there with guns and heavily armed agents and Suburbans and say, we are here to retrieve these documents in the interest of national security because these could compromise our people, our methods, our sources. That's exactly what these documents were they found at Biden's office. They don't call the FBI, they don't call the Department of Justice because it would have hurt the case against Trump, politically speaking, and legally speaking now too. It would have hurt the case against Trump. But the National Archives did the right thing. The Inspector General of the National Archives did the right thing, followed the law, called the Department of Justice, and now we know what really happened. But Joe Biden has been engaging in a cover-up on this issue for November, December, and a good part of January as well. And the only reason, and you know this and I know this, the only reason this story is out today is because somebody dropped a dime on Biden. Somebody dropped a dime on him to let them know what really went down here. Because they were trying to blame everybody on earth and they acted like, oh, we turned these over. We did the right thing. We followed all the protocols. No, they did not. The cover up is always worse than the crime. Joe Biden has been covering this up for months because they never wanted to hurt the case against Trump. The FBI was not involved. The Department of Justice was not involved. It's only because the National Archives Inspector General did the right thing and followed the law when it came to classified documents that we even know about this right now. They were hoping he would just ignore it, just take the boxes and file them away and leave it be. Luckily, he did the right thing. All right, I got to head over to possibly maybe the Union League. I don't know. I'm not telling you whether I'm going or not. I can neither confirm nor deny that I'm going to see Governor Ron DeSantis, taking the lesser DeSantis with me. I can neither confirm nor deny, but I do have to get out of here tonight. So we already gave Who Won Twitter, but I'll do a very, very quick shout to... let's see. My buddy Chris, who says 5:32 p.m., January 24th, 2023. Rich has a brain moment and Matt and Henry aren't even listening. I can feel the Marconi slipping away. Well done. All right. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Sorry I'm bummed for basketball, but don't cry for me. I got a place to be, and that place may be the Union League. Listen, when winter's here, as you know, and who do you turn to keep your home comfortable and your HVAC system operating properly in these chilly winter months? You call my friends at Professor Gatsby's today. It's easy, fast, and the smart thing to do for your home and for your family's comfort. Right now, for only $49, get a heating checkup or get a free estimate to replace your system with 0% interest. Do you know that when you get your furnace serviced, it's going to last longer? It's going to save you money. It's the right thing to do because it is better for your system to get it tuned up. Better for your system when the professionals at Professor Gatsby's know how it's running. And they can see any problems before they become big problems, take care of it for you. That's why it's so worth it. And look, these are the guys I use in my home. I trust them, and I think they are absolutely fantastic. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today. Just go to profgatsby.com, profgatsby.com. Tell them I sent you or call them at 856-885-2231. 856-885-2231. Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling, the company that I use and trust. $49 furnace tune-up. It's a no-brainer. Call them today. You can trust them. profgatsby.com.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.